This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
James, are you one time in love or more than one?
One time.
Good for you, man.
Yeah. I thought I was in love before, but I wasn't.
You think it was just puppy love?
James always has, and I'm not saying this is like fake, he always has the perfect answers for his relationship questions that you throw at him, Joe.
Maybe he lies also.
I don't know if Emily listens, but like...
Well, that's the funny thing. Part. I don't think Emily does listen. So
That makes it better because you know it's genuine. They're just always like the right thing to say.
He's a suave man.
At least according to a woman's ears.
James and Emily have quite a relationship. There's no doubt.
I'm very lucky. Let me
tell you something else. It's quite a thing. I actually thought we crossed this threshold 3 or 4 years ago, but I guess that was the other grandson. So this week, it finally happened. Does anybody know what I'm about to say?
I thought of you when I saw it.
So James, you know this. Let's present this to Elliot and Devin, and probably thousands upon thousands of listeners for the first time who don't know this. I'm going to tell you guys a fact that is so beyond unbelievable. It should be in the Guinness Book of World Records, even though it's not around.
It could have won our What's Crazy Today.
Really
if someone had said
up.
It.
All right,
you know?
President John Tyler, our 10th president, six presidents before Abraham Lincoln. His final grandson died this week.
Wow. That's crazy.
He was the president in the 1840s. He fathered someone late in his life.
So when was his...
That guy...
When was he born?
I would have to look it up. But so he had a son... a guy named Harrison Tyler was born in 1928. Excuse me, that's the grandson. That's the grandson.
John Tyler was born in 1790, because you asked the question.
Okay, so a man born in 1790, 235 years later, finally, his last grandson died.
That's so ridiculous.
That is crazy.
He fathered a guy late, the next guy fathered a guy late, hence this dude that was born in 1928, who died this week, obviously at the age of 97 or something. He died, and that's it.
I believe he was 63, and his son was 71 or 72 when they fathered the kid.
Now, Devin, he was 63 when he fathered the kid?
Well, yes. Chaplin had kids when he was 7.
And then the other guy was 72 or something.
Had you heard this fact before?
No, that's crazy.
Does it blow your mind?
Yeah.
If you're that kid's
insane.
You got to feel pretty good about your lifespan.
Well, yeah.
Yeah, but, so I guess, so they had kids late, and then did they all have very
96,
long lives?
96, the guy was.
That's what I'm saying.
Three generations of long lives, two of which had kids late.
Yeah.
But here's the thing. Like, there was somebody alive last week who, if someone said to that older man, who's your grandfather? His answer would be the 10th president of the United States, John Tyler.
Yeah, it's crazier when you phrase it that way. Yeah, that is crazy. Yeah.
Like a couple days ago, that guy was alive.
Like, my grandfather was born in like the 1920s or something, or right before the 1920s. This is 1790.
Yeah.
Like, come on.
Right?
The more you say it, the crazier it seems to me.
Yeah. All right. So that could have been the winning answer for what's crazy.
Especially if someone brought that up and you were all excited about
it. I mean, I would have definitely voted for it. All right, we got some good answers. You can still win the Phillies tickets. Tell us what you thought of the Tockett interview. Obviously, the Phillies winning 2 of 3 from the Braves. We got to get to our poll result. All the Eagles chatter today. Let's talk to Mike in Southwest Philadelphia. Hi, Mike.
What's up, guys? Good morning, everybody.
Good morning.
What up, Mike?
I want to give a nice shout-out to my grandpappy when you mentioned that stuff. Because, you know what? My grandfather got me involved with Camps with the Blind and stuff. May he rest in peace. Hmm. And nice shout out to Grandpop for getting me involved with Stone Harbor Lions Club. And
good.
Very nice.
Home down in Avalon. That's cool stuff.
Grandparents are special people, Mike.
I'm 48, dude, and I miss him to death.
Yeah.
I wish he was here. Anyway, I want to get into a nice, thanks for the interview with Rick Tocchet, man, because we need some Flyers talk up in here, man, because you know what? You know what the, I'm not saying the Flyers in, like, you know, in a bad way, but you know what reminds me of, like, you know when you go to the dentist and they say, dude, you got to get your teeth clean, but you got to fix your gums first. The Flyers got to get everything done right. When you listen, as a blind dude, when I listen to the playoffs, okay, I come home every night, okay, like, I have a care worker that comes over and works with me during the day, like, read my mail and stuff. And then, like, when she leaves, I'll take a walk, get my smokes, come home, and listen to hockey.
Yep.
There's no urgency anymore, man. Like, mm-hmm. when you listen to games with, like, Dallas and, like, the great overtime games, we don't got that speed when it
comes
to the
ice. Well, they just haven't been good. Other than 2020, they have not been good since.
I know.
I mean, I'd have to look it up, but I guess it's 2012.
2012, I think, yeah.
Like, good. I don't mean, like, average. I mean good.
No, it's I know. And it's, like, there's no, like, okay.
And normally they're not average. Normally they're significantly below average.
Listen to me. And I tell my blind friend who is an avid Flyers fan, like, he don't listen to other hockey. Like, he, like, loves our Flyers. That's it.
Yep.
And I tell him all the time, the reason we're not in the playoffs because we don't have goaltending, penalty kill, and power play urgency. That's the three things you've got to have to win the Stanley Cup.
Well, they're the three parts of hockey. Goaltending, defense, and offense.
Yeah.
One
goaltender.
There's no goaltender. Yeah. What? Okay. The reason the Blackhawks won some Stanley Cups is because they have one goaltender. The reason that Boston won because they have one goaltender. They didn't switch them out like starting pitching. And I tell this to people all the time. That's why we haven't won a cup in, like, whatever, since 74.
Well, it's the main reason. But the bigger thing lately is they just haven't had nearly good enough players across the board. They just haven't, you know. But I mean, obviously, Mike, they've been really looking for a goalie to a certain extent since the first iteration of Hexie in the late 80s. So, you know, because he was great, and then when he got back, he was okay, but he wasn't what he had been. All right, Mike, I need an answer from you. We can get you to the Phillies game. What's crazy?
Oh, what? I'm sorry, what's the
give me something that's crazy, and if you get the best answer today, you can win two Phillies tickets.
It'll be crazy. It'll be first and 10 for the Eagles. This is crazy. It'll be first and 10. Our recent Mike Wick sitting in the apartment. He looks, he fires, and he completes it, and he throws it into the wall. Incomplete. That's crazy.
who was the errant passer? Donovan, Carson?
All right. I love you guys.
Thank you, Mike. Stay well, pal. That's a very nice
phone
call.
What's the crazy thing there?
I think he just wanted to do his Maryland.
It was a pretty good one.
It was good. I was confused for the first second.
Yeah, me too.
Yeah. I mean, I was waiting for a punchline like a worm burner.
Right.
Or like the receiver's mad, but it's all good. All right. A lot of people mad around here, rightfully so, this week with Bryce getting banged up. Injured to an extent, not gruesomely injured, but injured to an extent, unable to play at least yesterday. Let's listen to Rob Thompson, both of what he said yesterday. Two different comments on the Bryce front after the second game had been played. Let's listen to the first of what Topper said.
Was Harper available off the bench?
Nope.
Do you think he'll play tomorrow?
Don't know. We'll check him out in the morning.
Was it a positive day overall for him?
I think so, but there's still some swelling in there, and he's still got some pain, so we want to knock that out before we run him out there, because he's going to change his swing, and it could lead to a lot of problems.
James, how typical was it earlier this week when John, I think, kind of expected that Bryce would play the next
game? We're like, oh, he's probably going to miss a few games. He's like, why?
I know, that was funny. Like, what?
That is very Richie.
Yeah. It is. Yeah. It's so Richie.
It's as on brand.
Can't even
as it
comprehend
gets.
Why he might not play.
I tell John all the time, baseball. There's a reason why your career is only 7 years. I'm not ripping you. I'm just telling you, like, there is a toll.
Yeah.
And, you know, sometimes sitting out is wise.
You would also think after 9 years, essentially, almost of being wrong about injuries in these situations, that maybe he would, like,
so
adjust how he thinks about it. But no.
It's wild. All right, let's listen to more of Topper talking about Bryce.
How concerned are you about Bryce?
I mean, he's going to miss a few games, I would think. Moving forward, I don't know. We'll check it out tomorrow, but I don't think it's going to be it's not an IL or anything like that. Not at this point.
Okay, so not the end of the world, but something obviously to be aware of that could keep him out, you know, maybe through the weekend. We'll say. Speaking of the weekend, let's get to the Got It During window to the weekend. Receive 20% off all windows and doors with no money down and up to 3 years to pay off interest free. Call Gaida During Window. Call them today at 1-877-GO-GAIDA or visit goguida Phillies.com. Well, obviously the big thing from our standpoint is another Philly series. In this case, Rhys Hoskins coming back to town. So the Phils against the Brew Crew. They got NBA playoffs, one game this weekend, which would be Knicks, Pacers, as OKC awaits, you know, the winner of that series. Obviously, the Stanley Cup playoffs ongoing, getting near the conclusion. The Stanley Cup coming up soon as well. That'll be next week. You've got the French Open, which is a great, you know, it's a great, you know, tennis tournament. But more than anything, you got Devin's birthday.
Yeah.
All right, Devin.
What's the birthday plan?
Let's get to it. What do we got?
For my birthday plans?
Yeah.
I'm going to dinner with my family on Sunday, and that's about it right now.
Sounds nice.
Okay.
Yeah.
I know. I feel like I should probably plan something fun with, like, friends and stuff, but I don't.
I was wondering what that was.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance, too, with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
So, James, I'm not going to lie. I was a little disappointed in the audience today. I mean, I reference around 6:40.
That's a good point.
You did
Devin's
do it early.
No,
you're right. You did it early.
And not one person said happy birthday.
You know what?
Her.
You're right. That's
I think it would have taken one person to start, and then everybody would have done it.
Good point, Elliot. Yeah.
But since no one did,
what's up with that?
Next caller, a lot of pressure.
I'll tell you, Greg better deliver. Greg, you better deliver, buddy.
Uh-oh.
Oh,
that is the opposite of delivering.
Well,
he'd rather hang up than wish
technically,
you a happy birthday.
Technically, he wasn't the next caller. I don't think he counts as a caller. Mark in Delaware can. Mark, are you there?
I am there, and I've been on hold for 3 hours, and the first thing I was going to do is wish Devin a happy birthday.
There you
look at that. He saved it for the audience.
Right answer.
A gentleman, Mark.
Yeah. So, Joe, it's your fault because you just haven't been taking the calls.
Oh,
there
no.
we go.
Oh, no.
Yeah. And then the other thing I was going to say is it's great to hear Elliot on the air also.
Thank you.
So, Joe, before I get to my 2 points, can I just ask you 2 quick questions?
You sure can. Well, you've already asked one, so you have one question left.
Well, no. All right. Then it's going to be 3.
Okay. So, go ahead.
Joe, do you know that James and Elliot does this absolutely great show on Saturdays that you've probably never heard of?
I have heard of it, and I do know it. Absolutely. That go go
appreciate
birds
that,
thing?
Mark. Yeah.
Go birdsy, right?
Yes, it is.
Yeah.
So, actually, I guess it was just a small shot, but after 3.5 hours, I was waiting for you to rip your pal Richie. As you always do when he's not, you know.
Took me a while, but I got there with the injury thing.
Yeah, you found your way to
yeah.
make
yeah,
it feel
usually
bad.
You get on it early. You're soliciting calls.
Yeah.
The whole thing.
Yeah, that's true.
Yeah, I was waiting for it. So anyway, let me get to my Eagles point. So,
yes, sir.
I think Hurts is going to have a great year. He's going to be fueled by all this stuff. I think he deals with pressure just like the hammer does. He gets up for it, and just, you know, I think this is going to fuel his season.
Well, I hope so. And, Mark, you're talking logic now with that comparison because Jalen does handle pressure well on the hammer. It goes without saying. So I appreciate that.
Although Jalen did not handle it well in 2023. Not to keep
neither
emphasizing
neither did the hammer
that.
When he lost a couple weeks ago. So, yeah.
The worst stretch I ever had, I lost 4 out of 6 at one point.
Wow.
Yeah.
That's crazy. Like, 1/10 of your losses came in such a short span. It really shows how little you lose in between.
All right.
I mean, I only lost.
Well, I'm just saying.
I think I lost 2 times all of last year.
Yeah. I mean, it is a little bit like Nick and Jalen, right? They had the one collapse, but outside of that, it's like historic pace.
I'm Mark, trying to sigh on the air, but it's not working.
All right, Mark, you can win these Phillies tickets. What's crazy?
So, Joe, you've been saying that the Phillies should hit one of the Braves this week. So this happened live on television back in the early 2000s. San Francisco Giants, Calvin Murray was batting. And seconds later, it was crazy watching Sea of Feathers when Randy Johnson exploded the bird.
Yeah.
I was thinking about this.
That's
one.
An answer,
That's a good
Mark.
Answer, yeah.
I appreciate that.
It's actually crazy. It doesn't happen more often, but it is a crazy thing.
Not Well, it is crazy.
Think about how many birds fly towards the field. You really see a bird near a field.
Well, but just think of how many pitches.
But still, like, how often do you see a bird near a field? Like, almost never.
I disagree with that. I feel like pigeons land in the outfield.
When?
I think it probably happens multiple times.
Not too often.
Very rare.
Not too often.
Well, probably depends where. Like, in Philadelphia, I don't see that. Maybe in New York?
Pigeons land? San Francisco.
Well, it may have to do with if you're open air. Like, the Phillies are open air in center field. Maybe.
Yeah.
It matters. I don't know.
Still very crazy because it has only happened once, so obviously.
Yeah. And, of course, that's a tremendous worry for pilots.
Yeah, which is crazy to me that we created this amazing invention and, like, we haven't figured out a way for birds not to just take it out completely.
No, I hear you. I mean, it's a factor. James, you'll be proud of me. You're going to be stunned, James. I'm reading a fiction.
No, really?
Disappointing.
And this topic was just covered in the Great Santini.
Oh, that's a famous book.
It is a famous
book. Yeah, movie, too.
The pilot fear of birds.
I think it's like Robert Duvall in the movie, maybe?
I don't know. But Pat Conroy, who wrote The Lords of Discipline, so I'm giving him a shot
here. So what is it with the bird if it flies into the engine, essentially? Or the...
Well, I guess the propeller stuff,
right?
Right?
I'm just shocked.
Is this like an actual thing, though?
Oh, yeah.
But like for a commercial flight?
Yeah.
Well, I mean, it depends
how many... I feel like that would happen more.
Well, it might be if it's more than one. What if you hit a whole gaggle? Well,
birds...
What if they hit both sides?
It can only be on the way up or the way down. Like birds don't fly 30,000 feet in the air.
Right. But I'm saying if it takes out both sides at the same time, you got a double problem.
But it is shocking you haven't found a way to keep it out.
I'm shocked. Devin, you never thought of this?
Not on like a giant commercial flight, no.
I mean, it's a thing. I mean, it doesn't happen that often, but it does.
Yeah,
happen.
Like I just didn't know that was a real threat.
I mean, knock on wood.
But that's what I feel like you guys are saying. Like it can.
I'm saying
one
it could.
Correct. An engine and land and all that stuff.
Yeah.
Okay. So I don't know if you're flying anywhere for your birthday, but something.
I'm not. Yeah. I'm not.
All right. No time's yours today. We want to prioritize time with the callers. Time's yours when we do it, and we'll certainly do it again next week. Always brought to us by Xfinity Mobile, the sponsor of WIP's Xfinity Mobile Lounge. The Wi-Fi, it's booming. Unlock faster, secure speeds at home and on the go only from Xfinity Mobile. Let's talk to Jen. Jen, good morning.
Good morning. Happy birthday, Devin.
Thank you.
We're on a roll.
Well done.
So my husband was on earlier today, Dr. Nick from Bucks County also, and he's putting me up to this call because sports is not my forte.
That's all right.
I have a discussion question for y'all. Yeah. Which Philly athlete do you think is the most underrated right now?
Of the current players?
Maybe Jalen, honestly.
Any Philly athlete.
Huh. Yeah, I think this one through a little bit. An underrated. So I think Milton Williams may have been, but he's obviously now gone. But I think he would have been a pretty darn good answer.
I got Sydney McLaughlin Lavrone, track and field.
Tomorrow
in Philly.
Well, very underrated.
I was thinking Reed Blankenship, but sure, yeah.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
All right. Let's. It's a little beyond my scope.
I'm just kidding.
Maybe a union player?
You could be right.
Who cares?
Okay.
Well, Jen, I'm going to try to think of that amongst the main four, but I appreciate it. What do you got? You can win the Phillies tickets here. You can best your husband's answer earlier for what's crazy.
You mean besides you not using nail clippers on your toenails?
Well,
thank you, Jen.
I guess besides that.
Jen, my girl.
Okay, so I'm nerding out here.
Okay.
Quantum mechanics. Says that a particle, an electron, can take all pathways that it that it can travel at the same time. That's point one. Quantum
can you translate that? I didn't understand.
This might be too confusing.
No, I want to give you a shot to win this, but I want to know what you just said. Can you translate what that means?
Yeah. So you know, an electron's a particle, right? It's one kind of particle in physics world. Scientists have found that when they shoot one single particle out of a gun, for instance, whatever they're using, that this electron can take all possible routes at the same time.
It's like its own multiverse?
Yes.
So it like basically splits,
essentially. Yeah, all possible routes at the same time. Furthermore, there's something called quantum entanglement, where two electrons can pair up. They call them radical pairs. Hmm. And you can take one of them and move it to Pluto, and they will still behave as though they're entangled.
No way.
Good.
Yeah. That's pretty cool. Yeah.
All right.
Yeah.
Jen, thought-provoking phone call.
Did she say her husband's name was Dr. Nick, by the way?
Yeah, I thought about that,
I can see why, yeah.
Dr. Nick. Joe, like, here, how are you not saying with the Pluto thing, how do they know? Like, right in the Joe to camera wheelhouse.
Well,
right there.
True, but you want my... more reasonable answer.
You didn't get any of it.
I didn't get it.
Yeah,
I couldn't. I was really trying. I could not follow what was being said.
Do you think they're the first husband wife duo to call the same show?
They are not. No, we've had others.
You don't think so? Okay.
I doubt it.
We've had.
I feel like sometimes they'll both be on the same phone.
We've had Steve and Suzanne on our show same show before.
Well, that's true.
Okay.
All right. Let's get to the Twitter poll question of the day. It's brought to us by Armin Chevrolet. Armin Chevy, your Corvette headquarters. Have you dreamt about owning a Corvette? Well, now's the time. Visit ArminChevy.com. Together, let's drive. Poll question. All right, Elliot, you get to serve the Richie role. Guess how people answer this. Do you think Zach Wheeler was retaliating when he hit Nick Allen yesterday? Yes or no?
84% no.
80% no.
Well
done.
Thank you.
Well done by you. All right, we got to come up with a winning answer for what's crazy. We've had a lot of good answers today. So astronauts going to the moon and getting out, walking around was said. Not an unreasonable answer.
I like the Richie Ashburn answer a lot.
The Richie Ashburn answer is
good.
That
one's pretty good. I think the pigeon, like the ball hitting the bird, is
okay.
I was thinking
too.
About that one, but I didn't even know the fact about him unfortunately hitting that woman twice. Yeah. That is pretty crazy.
So if you don't know, we were saying Richie Ashburn hit the same woman twice in the same at bat, foul balls.
With a ball, to be clear.
Yep.
Yeah.
A foul ball.
Yeah.
Yeah, important clarity.
And then I guess Tony Gwynn with only 400 something strikeouts in 20 years.
That one's more anomaly.
I mean, we could go. Rich.
Can we not vote for Joe chewing his own toenails?
We cannot.
No.
That's more gross.
So I think we got to choose. Here's where I'm at. I think we've got to choose between Richie Ashburn and Jeff. So excuse me. Jeff is the astronauts going to the moon, and Paul is he did not want to win.
I was in your ear.
Oh, you were saying that off the air.
Yes, yes.
So Jeff privately told you he does
Jeff
not want to win?
Jeff told me he does not want to win. He didn't even want to do an answer. He was just going to do one because he was in line.
Wow, what a flex. And he almost won. Okay. I wasn't even trying.
Well, fine. Paul,
it's worth, I was going to vote for Richie Ashburn regardless.
I think that would be my vote.
Yeah, all right, well, Paul, you've won the tickets.
The moon thing's kind of played out.
<That's> By the way, talk to Goddard, Elliot, next time you see him, because 2 years ago he said he doesn't believe that we got to the moon.
Yeah.
And I'm going to buy him that book, American Moonshot.
I think AJ also has some, like...
Talk to him.
Yeah.
Tell him the Hammer's going to get them the book American Moonshot.
I'll tell him. He'll look forward to that.
Just saying. All right.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.